I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Wise Men Say podcast. The unbeaten run is over. A frustrating day at the Stadium of Light as Sunderland lose 2-1 against Charlton Athletic. To react to that, I'm Roy Fallow, joined as always by Matthew Keelan.
Hello. How are we?
Oh, I thought we weren't even going to get a how are we there, Matthew, because we're just too deflated after that, aren't we?
I couldn't do that, like. I feel like a sad balloon, like. It was Becky's birthday a while ago, and there's remarkably still a helium balloon, but it's like sunk into the corner.
They do last forever, like, to be fair. And, as long as everyone beat and run.
I just feel like that now.
Yeah, it's a proper knock the stuffing one out of you, especially because when you combine the way this game went, missed chances, us gifting them goals, and just basic errors in possession as well, I think it's fair to say, especially in the first half, giving the ball away quite cheaply. And let's not look any further than their first goal, Matthew. Lee Burge, yes, maybe should do better, but that is there for Josh Scorn to clear, isn't it?
I've watched it a few times. I can't believe he's done that. Like, it's inexcusable. There's no pressure on him. It's not even close to being on the line, to be honest. Like, it's bad from Burge. It's obviously, you know, he should be smothering it, but all Scowen has to do is kick the ball. Yeah. It's an incredible error. It's one of the worst things I've ever seen on a football pitch. It's remarkable that he's done that. I was at the time, honestly, I couldn't. Yeah. I was messaging in the group chat, just spouting shite. I was
You were very apoplectic about that, confirm. It was one of those, though, when I was confused when it had went in, because you kind of could tell Burge had made the save. And then, obviously, you saw Scorn had made a connection with it. And I thought, oh, was he already behind the line? He's kicked it into the roof of the net or something like that. But then you see the replay back, you're like, Jesus Christ. Like you were saying, Matthew, just get rid of it. As a footballer,
kick it forwards. Like, I can't. It's outrageous that, like, you're watching that back and you, like, look, the manager, there's like questions over the performance in the manager today. Like, you can't legislate for things like that. Like, that's it's just calamitous. And that's like the thing that's like, it's putting you in trouble, isn't it? Like, it's.
Well, you look at the second goal as well. And the runner seemed like Lyndon Gooch should have been on him. That's who he ran past. I don't know if there was some confusion over that. But it was too easy for Charlton, that goal, wasn't it? And
yeah.
I said when that goal went in the group chat, this is like watching us in January, kind of just before we went on this run. We're all right enough going forward because we were creating chances today. We should have scored a couple of goals today, which we'll probably get on to in a bit. But our defending was just so sloppy and basic errors, and the way 09 almost let them in for a third goal as well, and just too much of that power, who I've got a bit of sympathy with, and I guess for 09 as well, because he's also, we shouldn't forget, a midfielder playing at centre-half. They just weren't at it today, and Stockley didn't have to do much. I know that he did have a good game for Charlton, I'm not saying that, but
did all right.
You only had to do the basics, didn't he?
Yeah, there's just, I know we haven't really got many options, but I just, playing Max Power, What was he thinking?
Yeah.
Like, look, he's been good. The manager's obviously been good, and it's been generally very positive. But it will, when we lose games, I find him quite annoying, because you look and you think we've got away with obviously playing these players in these positions, and to the time they've been forced, but there's just no need to play power there. And
yeah, and going to the back.
Why
three.
Do you think that, like, changing the shape to play power there as well?
Yeah,
like absolutely. to deliberately put him there when we didn't need to, because he's actually gone out of his way to change the formation, yeah. So he has to play max power in that position.
And it totally raised an eyebrow, didn't it?
It's just weird. It's just odd behaviour.
Yeah, and he does like the tinker, which has worked at times, to be fair. Fine. And cut Lee Johnson a bit of slack for that, because he's often got ones where you look at selection and think, oh, really? And then it's turned out right, and he reacts in games very well. So, you know, a bit of cash in the bank, so to speak. On that one.
Yeah, but, look, I'm not digging him out as such, or I'm not saying that he should be sacked.
Yet.
But like, yeah, yet. No, obviously, but I just think it can be quite annoying. Like, I find it frustrating and very annoying.
And this is the reaction pod as well. If we were leaving the ground right now, I think it's fair to say everyone would be, but some people would be fuming with the manager. You always are when you've lost the game, but this isn't.
I'm not happy with him.
Well, yeah, and you can't be after you've lost in the way you say as well, Matthew. There's no need to go to three at the back today and have two centre midfielders. O'Neill has done well there, but Power's only ever done a job at centre half at best. He's had good games at right back, don't get us wrong there.
Yeah.
But you've also got Conor McLaughlin on the bench. If you hell bent on going to a back three, a natural defender, could you not have gone for him instead? And you might explain this after, to be fair, Lee Johnson, but I didn't see a need to go with that system we've played a back four with Aidan O'Brien and Charlie White there in a 4-2-3-1. I don't see why we couldn't have just done that instead. I don't think Lyndon Gooch particularly deserved
it. He was very frustrating as well.
And his display merited that as well. It was Lyndon Gooch is most frustrating where he tries to do everything himself. He never releases the ball. The one in the first half where he had two men on him and Deion Sanderson had made a good run and he just tried to turn inside. And he did one a couple of minutes later where he had the ball in the middle, sort of near the right-hand side, tried to dribble it infield to beat about 80 men and just give the ball away. And it's like, come on, mate. Like, just keep it around. Just do the basics right. Stop trying to do everything yourself. And he wasn't doing that last season and he's doing it a lot now. And not that John Jones did brilliantly when he came on. I thought he was actually quite poor, but he's got more of a right to start in the team at the minute than Lyndon Gooch, doesn't he?
Yeah, Gooch is back to his worst, as you say. And it's so frustrating watching him when he's like this.
Yeah.
Like, because he's very, very selfish, which you can get away with if you're going to, like, produce.
If you're Aidan McGeady, you can get away with it.
Exactly. But he doesn't have the credit to do that. Like, he's not banked enough to be able to do that. And I think you mentioned McLaughlin there, and it's more frustrating at how much better we looked when he came on. Like, you're watching it and you think these are the decisions that the manager's made, and you think, well, just play the defender in defence. Like, we're going to look like a better team. Like, it's not a difficult. Things don't have to be as complicated as he's making it to be sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm just generally really frustrated by it all, to be honest. Like, we got ourselves in a really good position, and I still think that obviously we've lost today, but I still think a draw at Peterborough is a good result to build on. Like, that's not. Like, it's all looking back now and people, oh, well, told you it wasn't a good point on Monday. Well, no. Like, that doesn't change the display and the performance on Monday, which was good.
Mm-hmm.
The opportunity of building it was there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to win every game. And it's just annoying that we've drawn. We've now taken 1 point from six.
That's it, isn't it?
Two tricky games, you know, but
Yeah. And that's to play a bit of devil. I don't necessarily subscribe to this myself, but I just had a flick through Twitter there and I saw a couple of people mentioning that's two big games against good sides. And we've only took 1 point. Promotion sides do tend to take more than that, maybe take 4-6 points from that. And
yeah,
does it maybe show that for as good as we have been recently, we're sort of perhaps fallen at these final hurdles? Because it is, oddly, if we beat Hull, and that's a big if we beat them and, you know, take maybe 4 points from the two games before, which again is a big ask, it's back in our hands again. But losing that game today, it's not fully out of your hands, but it's like, you know, it's slipping out. You're trying to like do fumble to catch it again, aren't you?
Like when I drop me tea.
Yeah, like floor. When you drop your, you're either going to drop your phone in like the sink.
Oh no!
It's kind of that vibe at the minute. We might get it back. We might get a grip on it, but it's in the balance.
It's in the boat, slipping away.
Yeah, very much so.
You know, it is kind of like it's still in our hands, and to an extent, as you rightly say. But I don't know. It just feels today like we've just chucked it away. It's so frustrating.
We've made it harder work for ourselves, haven't we?
Well, of course. And it does kind of reiterate as well that from the position that we started this in, really, back in December, January, it does kind of reiterate that we were coming from behind, really, and we still are. And we couldn't afford that many slip-ups because of where we come from. We didn't have, we weren't Hull. And if you look at where we were compared to Hull when Johnson took over, we've really kind of bridged the gap to an extent, but they've just got more room for slip-ups than we have. It's not over. It isn't over. Obviously, everyone's going to be going berserk tonight because we've lost. In any defeat in this league's, you know, not really acceptable, to be honest.
It's not.
But it's still doable, and Hull, they've still got tricky games as well.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
That's a good point about where we were, and doesn't excuse where we were or the defeats we had.
Not
just under Parkinson, but under Johnson as
well.
Well,
yeah, the Shrewsbury defeat and Milton Keynes.
Oddly, at that time, you would have took being in this position.
Yeah.
Third, with there is still a chance we'll make the top two, and it doesn't excuse today, but... And we shouldn't have been, I really want to re-emphasise, we should not be in that position to start with. I do fully believe that. But it is still there. And maybe, you know, a bit of perspective is needed for the minute. But I can totally understand why anyone is feeling, you know, really flat. Oh, they're absolutely fuming. Because I feel like, to be honest, I've had the stuffing knocked out of us. And this is the first time I felt annoyed after games. I felt like, angry. I've had a bit of fume, especially when we lost to Plymouth, that Shrewsbury game that we've mentioned a couple of times. But this is the time where I feel really do you know what I mean? It's a gut punch of a result, isn't it? Nice to feel something, though.
It is. Yeah, it is. Worth it, really. nice for Nigel Atkins as well. I'm pretty gutted, to be honest.
Yeah.
I haven't had a beer either.
I'm only on my first one.
But a Diet Coke.
Oh, a Diet Coke as well. That's terrible. Oh, God. The Diet Coke of a performance, I would say.
Coke, fucking Coke Zero.
It's a hard one to scramble any positives from, isn't it? I mean, we did still create chances. Obviously, it was a lack of putting them away. Am I maybe being a bit too kind to say, I think despite his missed chances, I thought Charlie Wyke's general play was quite good today. He did really well for the goal. He was winning a lot. He was making things awkward for their defenders. The best we looked actually today wasn't trying to like work crosses in the box, or crossing was generally terrible. Was actually singing diagonal balls up. Whether it was O'Brien and Wyke or Stewart and Wyke, that's when we looked the most dangerous. And Wyke, to be fair to him, he was chasing lost causes, which he did for the goal. He did one in the second half where he got a good ball in that just went past Stewart.
Oh,
and
yeah, did I?
So I feel for him a bit today. I think the one he tried to dink over the keeper, you know, he created that chance himself. So let's give him some credit there. And for me, that's just a really good stop by the keeper. Like, I think Wyke did pretty much everything he could have done. Am I being a bit too kind though, maybe?
No, I think he played well. I think he did a lot well and he got through a lot of work today. I do worry though that it's now five without a goal. Because we've seen his confidence before when he's not scored. So I do worry about him. Hopefully he can get a goal against Wigan. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want him going six or seven games without a goal, because then that becomes like a trying too hard situation, which will then affect his all-round play, which it hasn't yet. He's been playing, he played well. We need other people to chip in with the goals as well. I mean, I think Craig said that in the chat. We just need some support. Obviously, McGeady's got a handful of assists, but he's not got that many goals. Yeah, Jones has got
three,
a couple.
I think two or three.
Yeah. Jones has got a couple.
First goal for Jeff Scorn today, though.
I don't even want to talk about him.
To be fair, quite clever header, actually.
No.
I'd rather get clear a ball off the line, maybe, but
I'm not giving him any praise for it whatsoever. But I'd rather he hadn't
gone in. It didn't matter anyway.
So.
Yeah, maybe on the goal difference at the end.
Great if we get promoted because of that goal.
Because of that goal. Absolutely brilliant.
Oh,
it was.
I'm fuming. I'm absolutely seething with him. I can't even say his name. I can't believe he's done that.
I'm just quite happy. Well, not happy, but vindicated on when I called him a strong expletive earlier in the season. So at least
rotten, and I stand by.
Well, the midfield too, generally. Winchester was quite poor, quite quiet. He did, when he tried to do that daft little double drag back turn, just give the ball away in the first half. I was like, we were doing so much of that. Like, you don't need to do that. Just play the ball to someone.
I know.
And that makes you more frustrated, doesn't it?
Yeah, he was frustrating today. Weren't lucky to have him today.
Oh, well, that tells you everything. Speaking of which, Matthew, you said you were going to go in the bath today.
I know, I forgot. I didn't have time.
Well, we know who to blame now then, don't we?
I've already been getting the blame on Twitter. Apologies for that. I did the garden instead.
That's not a bath, is it?
No.
Tin bath in the garden, maybe.
Yeah,
I think that's what you deserve, actually.
Wash me face in the bird bath.
Oh my god, well, everything's gone wrong. You didn't have a bath, team selection, system maybe.
I think the horse has fallen in the Grand National.
Oh, now, Jesus Christ, I didn't even.
I think I backed Josh Gowan.
He volleyed off a fence.
Melee, you fucking donkey derby for him.
Oh dear, goodness me. And the unbeaten run, as I said at the top of the pod, that's gone. I said before we played Lincoln,
gone
unbeaten for the rest of the season.
That went well, mate.
We made it through four games though, which is more than I expected, actually, after I said it.
You lose to Lincoln. We tried
our best.
I'm just trying my best to lose at home at Lincoln City.
Have we got anything else to say apart from we're feeling very gutted? Are we still going to get promoted automatically, Matthew? Do you think it's still going to happen, or are you consigning yourself to the playoffs? What final league position are you going for?
Fifth.
The ideologically correct position.
Well, my Zoom name currently.
It is, it is indeed. Can confirm.
I don't think we'll go up automatically. No, no. It was always good. Oh, my horse has won the Grand National. Hey!
Oh, has it? Oh, great. How much have you won?
About 50 quid, I think.
Yeah, oh, well.
Oh, I'm delighted now. Please for Nigel Adkins and please for Manila Times, who won the Grand National.
yeah, Nigel Atkins shouting, actually, that deserves a bit of a mention. Very enjoyable. Yes, frankly, we could all hear that on our streams, as you said. I could hear that without the stream, to be fair. You could probably hear that from your house, to be honest.
I know, well, it was lovely to hear his actual voice booming.
It was very enjoyable. But yes, going back to whether we'll go up automatically, this is the first time, just because it slipped out of our hands that little bit, it's the first time in a while I've been confident about it for a few weeks now.
Yeah, you have, haven't you?
I have, maybe a bit too confident. But I expected like Peterborough or Hull to drop some points, which they're not doing at the minute. And
no,
we have done, and we've lost today. So they'll be delighted with that. We're not. It feels like a gut punch, but who knows? We win against Wigan, and then, you know, we go into the, because it's Blackpool on Saturday, isn't it?
Is that correct?
Yeah, one of the two games against Blackpool. Yeah, so if we get a result there, and then who knows, maybe we're going in the whole game thing and win this and it's all back on. But it doesn't feel like that now. It's hard to have that amount of confidence, but we're all off to drown our sorrows. Matthew's off to spend his 50 quid. What are you going to spend it on, Matthew? We'll go out on this.
Crisps.
Look, any particular flavour or just general?
Loads of beefy crisps.
Oh, well, enjoy them. Enjoy drowning your sorrows tonight, everyone. Gareth and Stephen will be back on Monday to look over this. Maybe when the dust settles, we'll look back on it and think, well, it's just a blip. And
we'll
go up. But it doesn't feel like that right now. So let's all have a lovely big fume. Me and Matt will be back later in the week. And as ever, thank you very much for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.